Excuse me, nurse. Lamaisa, I mean, oh boy. I got him as soon as I could. You should have called me sooner, but you didn't call me sooner. I mean, I don't understand why you didn't call me sooner. I mean, what's shot? I mean, why was there a delay? I mean, what's going on here? I mean, what?
Excuse me, sir, but with all due respect, I don't understand your language. Could you please calm down and speak English?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little carried away. What I meant to say was, why wasn't I called right away?
Well, you see, your father was unconscious. He suffered a severe heart attack, and the doctors needed to stabilize him and be sure that he was out of danger first. And we finally found his cell phone, checked his contacts, and called you.
Ah, so Lechaira, I owe you an apology. Lemaisa, I wasn't done you lekaf sechus.
You what?
Whoops, I'm sorry, I was speaking yeshivish. I owe you an apology. I didn't judge you favorably. I didn't give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, that's all right, I understand. You were in shock upon hearing the news about your father. It's only normal to react in panic, you know.
Right. Can I see my father? Can I speak with the doctor who's treating him?
Oh, yes, of course. But no. You see, your father is still unconscious. Please just sit right over there, and the doctor will be along any minute. When he comes, he'll give you a complete update on your father, and he will also tell you when you could see him.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll just sit there and recite some Tehillim.
Excuse me? Recite what?
Tehillim. Oops. I'm sorry. I did it again. Psalms. I'll be reciting prayers to the one above to have mercy on my father.
Yes, that would be a good idea. What do you know? Look who's coming. Mr. Hirschel. Here comes the doctor now. Excuse me, Dr. Spilkes. This is Mr. Edelbaum's son, Hirschel.
The name's Herschel. But Hirschel is close enough.
Please, sit down here and let us talk. I'm going to be quite frank with you, Hirschel. Can I call you by your first name?
Zicha, I mean, yeah, sure, Lechaira, I mean, yeah, of course. But the name is Herschel, Herschel.
Fine, Herschel, yes. Okay, now, your father suffered a major heart attack. Obviously, he'll be here for quite a while. In the meanwhile, you can rest assured that your father is getting the best care possible.
Oh, thank you so much. I have a karasatayv. I appreciate everything you're doing for my father.
Oh, yeah. Herschel, one more thing. I have reason to believe that your father's heart attack was brought about by a very stressful, shocking situation.
What are you talking about, Dr. Spilkes? Lemaisa, ever since my father hired Mr. Barabun Grimba, he has become the most calmest, happiest guy around.
Mr. Barabun Grimba? Oh, boy. I know how to tell you this, but Mr. Barabun Grimba seems to be part of what triggered this episode here, too.
I'll be Sfara.
Huh?
Sorry, I did it again. What I mean to say is this whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Well, I hear what you say, Herschel. However, according to the Hachu Lost Guys...
The who guys?
The Hachu Lost Guys. You know, the Jewish volunteer ambulance guys.
Oh, you mean the Hatzalah Chevra.
Whatever. Anyhow, they spoke with the police that were there. And they told the Hachu Lost Guys that your father got all upset when he was told that he no longer owns the knitting factory.
What? Lemaisa? That's totally impossible. Adaraba, my father is Zicha the owner. If he's not the owner, then who is?
Mr. Barabun Grimba.
Mr. Barabun Grimba?
Yeah. That's right. That's why when your father wakes up, try Dr. not to Spilkes, aggravate him. Be patient and let him Spilkes tell you what happened when he is ready. Excuse me, but I have to go now. I have other patients to see. We'll be in touch, Herschel.
Mirza Hashem.
I'm not even going to ask about that.
Hi, Tati. Hi.
Dubby, what are you doing here?
I heard that Zadie was rushed to the hospital, and I came over as quickly as I could.
Lamisa, how did you get here?
I took the bus. Mommy said that when you're ready, she will take a shift to watch Zadie.
It's very thoughtful, Lamisa, for you to come to visit Zadie, Dubby.
I know, because my Rebbe said Bikur Cholim is a very big mitzvah. So, can I go in and see him? And I'll tell him how much I love him and everything.
I'm sorry, Dubby. You cannot go in to see him now. Lamisa, Zadie is still unconscious. He hasn't woken up yet since he had the heart attack.
Can I at least, like, look at Zadie?
It's Mustaver. It can't hurt to look at him. Take a quick look. And then go sit over there by the lounge and say to Hillam.
Excuse me, young man. Why are you crying? Please, you could tell me, why are you crying?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Rabbi Chaim Besemacha. I'm the official head of Bikur Cholim in this hospital. And you are?
Dovi Edelbaum. My Zadie was rushed here with a very serious heart attack. He's lying over there with the tubes and machines connected to him. And he hasn't woken up yet.
I'm sorry. Ay, ay, ay. I'm so sorry to hear that. But if it's any comfort to you, you should know that your Zadie is in good hands and bears Hashem. He will be all right. Zorgesnish, don't
Dubby,
worry.
Lamisa, I was thinking... Oh, I'm sorry. Who is this man that you are talking to? You know you shouldn't be talking to strangers.
I know. But he's not a stranger. He's Rabbi Chaim Besemacha, the official head of Bikur Cholim in this hospital.
Ah, it's mamish a pleasure to meet you. Excuse me for a moment. Dubby, Lamisa, there's not much that you can do here by staying here. So, Mamela, I think you should lechoira go home now, and then you
Watch all the other kinderlach. This way, mommy can come here and relieve you, so you can go home and rest.
Precisely.
I'm going, Tati. But don't worry, when I get home, I'll continue saying Tehillim with the other kinderlach.
Gewaldig!
Yes, Baruch Hashem, you have no idea. You are so fortunate to have such a good kid.
Yes, Baruch Hashem. But my father is not so fortunate.
Don't worry. With Hashem's help, your father will be fine.
Oh, Lamisa, I believe he will. I do. But that's not what I was referring to.
What were you referring to, if I may ask?
It's too long of a Misa, and Mistama, there's nothing you could do to help my father.
Please, you'd be surprised. Why don't you try me? Tell me, what's on your mind?
Lamisa, my father realized he was getting old, and he can't see as well as he used to. So, Mamela, he hired Mr. Beroba Gribba to be his manager, and what he did was, he started to... Which Lamisa, until my father becomes conscious again, will never know how he did it. But, saf kal saf, the bottom line is, Beroba Gribba swindled my father and stole away his whole business And the rest, I believe, you already know.
I hear. This is a very, very serious problem.
I told you so. Sulamisa, what can you do?
What can I do? You would be surprised. I happen to have connections, you know. Hershela, I'm going to check out a few things. I'll get back to you, don't you worry. You just need to be patient. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll have everything back to normal before you know it.